And so I know that you came off the bench on Saturday, but still good to get that win as a squad.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, it was a tough pitch to play on, as you probably saw, as the fans probably saw. But, you know, it's both teams needed the results, and thankfully we got that. We dug in well and really took his goal fantastically well.
How's the recovery been the next couple of days? Because essentially you were playing on what looked like Blackpool Beach.
Yeah. It's same as any recovery sessions after a game. Our fitness coach, Nick, he's spot on with stuff like that. So recovery shakes and the right amount of rest and the right amount of training has been done in preparation for the game.
And another clean sheet as well must be pleasing for you as a defensive, six, seven of players who have been switching in and out of the side. Yeah. You've been pretty good all season. I know you went through a rocky patch, but that seems to be over and back solid again.
Yeah, I think it's, like I say, it's credit to the lads that have, been in and out of the team. But yeah, I mean, when you've got a keeper like Ben and behind you, who's been in fantastic form again, you know, you just want to keep doing well and keep pushing on, and the sort of the groundwork sort of goes on behind the scenes with the staff, getting the clips on the strikers and the wingers and things has put us in a good footing before games as well.
How helpful is it having a keeper who's in such good form as someone who, you know, not always in the team, has been a bit in and out?
Yeah, I mean, you don't always want to rely on your keeper pulling off worldies like he's been doing, but yeah, of course. I mean, he'll say it himself. He's in a good place at the moment, and when players are in good form, you just want to. Ben will say himself, he'll want to keep playing as many games as he can, and us as defenders, we've got to try and keep him away from him, keep the ball away from him if we can.
And are you expecting to be back in tomorrow night? Obviously, Reece picked up that knock.
Yeah, I think Reece is struggling at the moment, so just got to be prepared and ready, and keep focused and hopefully slot in nicely to what's been a good back four at the moment.
And what are you expecting from Colchester, one of your former teams?
Yeah.
Down, struggling at the bottom, but you've got to be wary against those sort of sides.
You have, definitely, yeah. You can't sort of ease off the gas, I guess. You've still got to do the work, you've got to do the preparation before the game, and take that into the game itself. They're going to be a team that on paper, you know, technically look very good, so we're going to have to be on our mettle and do what we've been doing, play our game, and, you know, hopefully we're too strong for them.
Is patience going to be a big key tomorrow night? Because looking at the way they play, the counter-attack, and they sit back, so you might have a lot of the ball.
Yeah.
Now, the home fans sometimes can get frustrated as well when things start not going your way. It's just key for everyone to be patient.
Yeah, of course. I think that's the word for definite. I think we came up against Fleetwood, who were very similar in that way. And we've spoke about it before. We've just got to be patient, get our ball players on the ball as much as we can, Josh and Evo, and you know, just play our game. I think we've been focused, probably you can focus too much on their qualities, but you know, we've got some real good players at the moment who are in good form. We've got to get them on the ball as much as we can.
Yeah, and the amount of good players in good form probably shown by the amount of different goal scorers they've been in different recent weeks.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, Maka, for one, has been fantastic throughout the season, probably playing in a different position than he's been used to, but he's made that his own. I think the back four, whoever's sort of played, have been, you know, relatively tough for opponents, and you've got always big hands causing a threat up top, and, you know, when you've got a decent spine like that, you know, you're always going to do well.